Welcome to Bed Crime Stories Podcast. I'm your host, T. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're new here, a warm welcome. Thank you for checking out my channel. All I ask is that after listening to and or watching the video, if you find you enjoyed it or learned something, smash that like button and consider subscribing. Now, let's dig in. 22-year-old University of Missouri student Riley Strain disappeared on the evening of Friday, March 8, 2024, in downtown Nashville, Tennessee. Either highly intoxicated or drugged, Strain made his way from a bar downtown toward the James Robertson Parkway Bridge, which spans the Cumberland River. Now, this bridge is in the opposite direction of Riley's hotel. It's unclear why Riley headed in this direction. Personally, I think he was simply disoriented due to whatever was affecting him. New unreleased surveillance video footage shows Riley walking toward that bridge. Again, the James Robertson Parkway Bridge. To try and figure out exactly what happened to Riley, investigators and true crime sleuths have been trying to tighten up the timeline. Here's what we know so far. At 9:35, Riley was escorted out of the bar called Luke's 32 Bridge on Honky Tonk Row in downtown Nashville. The bar said, based on their conduct standards, they made the decision to oust Riley. Riley was served just one alcoholic drink and two glasses of water at that bar. However, he had been to two other establishments prior to this, and it's unclear how much alcohol he had at those other bars, but I'm sure his friends will be able to tell investigators. So again, at 9:35 p.m., Riley is outside this bar. He's all by himself, and he turns in the opposite direction of his hotel. It's unclear why he made that turn, but again, I think it's due to his disorientation. Now, one of his friends said he tried to exit the bar with Riley, but the bar wouldn't let him. Something to that effect, which makes absolutely no sense. 11 minutes later, at 9:46 p.m., surveillance footage from the downtown smoke and vape shop captures Riley stumbling and falling in a parking lot at 3rd Avenue and Church Street. 2 minutes later, at 9:47 p.m., Riley is seen crossing 1st Avenue North to Gay Street. 5 minutes later, at 9:52 p.m., Riley is seen on Gay Street again, and this is when police officer Reginald Young had a brief interaction with Riley. Riley does not appear in distress at this point, and he seems to be walking straight. Perhaps he summoned all his faculties to walk straight in front of the officer, not wanting to be called out for being either extremely intoxicated or drug. It is curious that he's able to walk and talk so well after stumbling previously. Now, Riley's last phone ping was near James Robertson Parkway and Gay Street between 9:55 and 10 p.m. The police are saying the last phone conversation that Riley had with one of his friends was also during this same period, 9:55 to 10 p.m. But the ping covered a 2-mile radius, and it didn't provide the cops with a direction of travel or more information on where Riley might have gone. Now, Riley's friend dialed 911 not on Friday, but on Saturday, March 9th, so the next day. And then on Sunday, March 10th, two TikTokers found Riley's bank card on an embankment between Gay Street and the Cumberland River. Now, today, there's been a lot of talk about a homeless man named Ross being seen wearing Riley's very distinctive black and white shirt, per a man named Chris Salisbury, who helps the homeless in the Nashville area. Several people he spoke to claimed to have seen this same guy, Ross, wearing the shirt. Ross, per another woman, said he found the shirt hung over a railing and the shirt was covered in vomit. Chris Salisbury shared this information with the police, and they were able to identify this Ross guy in a police database, which tells me he's someone who has previously broken the law. That doesn't mean he necessarily did anything nefarious, but it doesn't really bode well. It's unclear if the cops have tracked this Ross down and interviewed him. Riley's family have said that they heard the same rumor about a guy named Ross wearing Riley's shirt. They've apparently been speaking to the homeless community. However, the family says they've seen the new footage of Riley approaching the bridge, and he's still wearing his shirt in it, but they couldn't tell if there was vomit on the shirt. The police continue to say they found no evidence thus far of foul play. Now, according to a family friend and spokesperson named Chris Dingman, a couple who are parents themselves reached out to Riley's family to tell them that they saw Riley on Friday night, March 8th, and they spoke to him. The mother said she saw Riley and said something like, "You're not driving tonight," as in a question. And he replied, "No, ma'am." The couple has also spoken to the police. Now let's talk a little bit more about Riley getting ousted from the bar. Per Chris Dingman, an employee said that he or she kicked Riley out because he or she felt that Riley had maybe had enough to drink. There's also a story that Riley was trying to, quote, help somebody. There was miscommunication with the staff and possibly with the actual bar, end quote. Dingman also confirmed that Riley and his friends had been to another bar before going to Luke's 32 Bridge. There's also a report that another unnamed person allegedly came out of the woodwork to claim that Riley was causing a, quote, commotion, end quote, at a Nashville homeless encampment. This person also said Riley was, quote, very intoxicated, end quote. I'm not sure I believe that one. Okay, there's also footage of a figure running at what is believed to be around 9:54 p.m. Some people are theorizing that maybe this person who's running had just harmed Riley. So far, Nashville Crime Stoppers has received more than 160 tips regarding Riley's whereabouts. Riley's family at this point, 2 weeks since his disappearance, is now fearing the worst, that their boy may no longer be alive. The searches are now taking place in the waterways of Ashland City. The Cheatham County Emergency Management Agency confirmed that crews have put boats in at River Bluff Park to search a section of the Cumberland River. 3 boats were in the water today. The boats are said to be focused on searching banks from the county line to the dam. Yesterday, crews failed to find any signs of Riley at the Cheatham Dam. I don't know if I said that right. All this talk about Riley's shirt makes me think that someone maybe took advantage of Riley's vulnerable condition. So we've got a shirt maybe found on a homeless person. We also have Riley's bank card found on an embankment near the river. Did someone decide to rob Riley for cash and maybe other valuables? Did someone push Riley in the river? Would Riley really have removed his shirt? Maybe. Did he have vomit on it and then try to wash it off in the river? Maybe. But would he have been capable of doing that in that condition? I would say that if this Ross person does turn out to have Riley's shirt, then my gut says foul play may be involved. If that story fails to pan out, then I'm thinking this may be a tragic accident involving Riley falling into the river all by himself. Prayers for his family. Riley's mom has said that he's her best friend, and I don't even want to imagine how hard this is for her. I'm still hoping for a miracle. Let's put all our prayers together, send positive vibes. Until the next time, I'm Bed Crime Stories.